Hi, Christus Rex friends. We're offering you a new summer podcast series called Summer Psalms. There will be a spoken reflection around one of the psalms chosen for the week, as well as a sung reflection for you to meditate on and listen to and be inspired by. We hope you enjoy this series.
This is Psalm 119, How I Love Your Commands.
God, how I cherish your law, how I love your commands. This is what counts for me, to obey your commands. Lord, my heart is to keep your word. Comfort me with your love, just as you promised. Shower my life with tenderness, for I delight in your love.
Psalm 119, verses 129 through 136. Your decrees are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. With open mouth I pant, because I long for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your custom towards those who love your name. Keep my steps steady according to your promise, and never let iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from human oppression, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of tears because your law is not kept. Here ends the psalm. You have just heard Ryan sing this love song to God, a love song about how much the psalmist deeply longs for and thirsts for and loves God's law. Does this surprise you? Does this make you feel a little uncomfortable in your seat? We are not used to feeling a deep love or a longing for laws or rules. And sure, we might drive the speed limit usually so that we stay safe, but we don't actually long for or thirst for rules, do we? We often feel bound by rules, inhibited even. Let's be honest. Sometimes we take delight in breaking the rules. But here we hear of a faithful follower of God who delights in the joy of God's commandments. So I end up pondering, why? Just why do they cherish and love God's law? Psalm 119 is the longest psalm. When I printed it out, even, it spread across 10 full pages. It's 176 verses long, and the entire psalm focuses on God's law and how God's promises toward the servant of God, who the servant just joyfully and lovingly, repetitively oohs and ahs over God's law and God's love. Perhaps it's because I'm jumping into the deep end of the pool of anti-racism. And so lately, I have filled my time with reading books about anti-racism. I've listened to the voices of those who are often unheard, and I'm trying my best to understand the dynamics of systemic oppression. So the part in this psalm that sticks out to me the most is in verse 134, the cry for God to redeem me from human oppression, that I may keep your precepts. Here the psalmist is asking for deliverance from oppression, and yet still asking to be a servant of God. When reading commentary this week about Psalm 119, I came across some thoughts from a Hebrew Bible scholar. His name is John Levinson. He pointed out that the Lord liberates Israel from slavery to Pharaoh, not in order to make them free, masterless, and self-governing. No. God liberates Israel to make them slaves to Yahweh. We serve God out of a desire of love. We trust in a God who has a yoke that is easy and a burden that is light. We long for a master who gives us light, grace, who teaches us compassion and forgiveness. The law not only exposes our sinfulness, it guides us in holistic ways toward rightful living with our neighbors, our friends, and our family. When we are slaves to God, when we serve God and keep God's commandments, we better love our neighbors by seeing God's image within them. We better love our world because we see God's fingerprints in all of it. We better love ourselves because we trust in God's beautiful handiwork. And that's why we should cherish God's law. It gives us a framework to better love ourselves, each other, and the world. And the psalmist takes great delight in singing this love song for God and for all the world to hear. Thanks be to God.